is Daf Tesvav, page 15. We'll begin again with the Mishnah on Daf Yudalid Amud Beis. We are on the first block of the second perek, the Elu Mutarim. So we'll start with the Mishnah, the bottom of Yudalid Amud Beis. Konim, as we've learned before, Konim is a kinui. It's a corrupted form of the word karban. There was a machlokas, there was an argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish whether these corrupted forms are coming from other languages or they are a language that the sages made up to try to discourage people from using the word karban, because the word karban might lead to karban Lashem, and karban Lashem might end up with just saying Hashem and Hatzah Hashem Shemayim Levatzala. So Konim, a person who says Konim, now the rest is difficult. Konim Sha'ani Yashin, a Konim that I would sleep, namely, it's prohibited as a karban sleep. Konim Sha'ani Medaber, there's a Konim that I would talk, namely, talking is prohibited as a karban. Konim Sha'ani Mahalech, there's a Konim that I would walk, namely I'm not allowed to walk. Or Omer Leisha, a person tells a woman, Konim Shani Misham Sheikh, there's a Konim on me serving you, which is a euphemism on me having marital relations with you. So in any of these cases, these four cases, so now he has on him, or he is within the law, do not desecrate your word. Again, an unusual phrase, because the normal phrase would be usser. There's a nether here. It doesn't say there's a nether here. Behold, this is in the prohibition of do not desecrate your word. Okay, difficult Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Before the Gemara's basic point of the Mishnayos here are to distinguish between the Darim and Shvuos. And as we've seen before, Daf Beis and Daf Yud Gimel, a neder is an Isser Cheftza, Shvu is an Isser Gavra.
Just the opposite.
What do you mean?
He doesn't say, I'm not going to sleep. He just says, I'm sleeping.
Right.
So it means, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, but the word konim, by definition, you're saying something is like a karban. That means it's prohibited like a karban. So that first phrase, konim, is what then indicates that Shani Yashin doesn't mean that I will sleep. So the Gemara says, to get to this point of explaining the Mishnah and how the Mishnah helps shed light on the distinction between a neder and shvua, the Gemara first goes into a different issue. Sometimes a person makes a vow and he makes a condition. The vow is conditional. The Gemara is going to teach, people take the vow part much more seriously than the condition part, even though they're both linked to each other. But that's human nature. Human nature is that if I said, this is a vow based on that happening, then that happening I don't really take so seriously, but that this is a vow I would take more seriously. So Itmari learned, Konam Einai V'Sheina Hayom. So that's much better in terms of the phraseology. A person says, a konim on my eyes. My eyes are a konim. My eyes are a karban. My eyes have kedusha. In terms of sleep today, so there's a neder on my eyes that they not, you know, close and slumber. Im ishan l'machar. If I sleep tomorrow. In other words, if I sleep today, if I don't sleep today, then basically nothing can happen, because that's at the time of the nether is done. But if I nap today, and then if I nap tomorrow, retroactively, once I nap tomorrow, I wasn't allowed to nap today. Because tomorrow's the condition, today is the nether. So if I nap tomorrow, then I couldn't have napped today, and then retroactively what I did today would be bal yachal devaro. That's what he said. He said a nether on my eyes, preventing them from sleep today, and then the condition if I sleep tomorrow. So Amar of Yehuda Marav, the Amor of Yehuda Marav said, Al Yishan Ayom, he should not sleep today. Just being prudent. Because if he sleeps today, then he's in jeopardy tomorrow. Shema yisham l'macha. Because if he sleeps today, maybe he'll sleep tomorrow. That'll trigger the neder. And then the sleeping of today was retroactively a problem. However, Rav Nachman Amar Yashin Ayom, Rav Nachman says he can sleep today because there's no neder yet. Tomorrow, maybe that'll trigger today's sleep as having been a violation of a neder. He's going to watch himself even on the condition not to sleep. Mother of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, who says he shouldn't sleep today, he admits that in the following case he shouldn't sleep. If he says that tomorrow there's the neder, a konam on my eyes to prevent them from sleeping, and the time of that neder is tomorrow, but the condition that triggers that neder is im ishan hayom, if I sleep today, then there is a neder not to sleep tomorrow, then sheyoshin hayom, then I may sleep today, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because kilom is daher bitzna. When do people not watch themselves? They don't watch themselves on time, which is just a condition. I will be Isura, but the time that is the prohibition of Neder, Ms. Dyer, people watch themselves. Okay, so we have an argument between Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Okay, so now the Gemara moves from that discussion back to our Mishnah. It's not, we learned in our Mishnah, very difficult language, as was pointed out. Koneim means a carbon, a Neder. Shani Yashin. That I am sleeping. Or konam, shani mahalech, or konam, that I'm walking. Konam, shani medaber, konam, that I'm talking. Or the last case, konam, shani meshamshech, or konam, on my having tashmish with you.
What if he says something that's clearly impossible to do? Like, I'm not going to blink for the next hour.
Yeah, the Gemara's about to deal with that. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So the Gemara now asks, "Hey Chidami, so what's the case here?" He says, "A konam that I'm sleeping, which means a konam that I'm not going to sleep." If it really means what it says, a konam that I'm not going to sleep. So as Alan points out, it's impossible. So mi havi nidra, is that a neder? Explains the Ran, is that a neder at all? Did the neder take effect? But not, or before we get to that point, if it meant a konam that I won't sleep, right? So can that even take effect? A konam that I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to do the act of sleeping. Is there such a neder? But time I didn't learn in the Mishnah. Chomer b'shvuos. There are distinctions between nedarim and shvuos, and stringencies to each. There's a stringency to a neder in that the neder can stop us from doing a mitzvah. There's a stringency to a shvua in that a shvua can take effect on something intangible. Chomer b'shvua sh'ashvua schalos al davar sh'yesh bo mamish v'al davar sh'ein bo mamish. There's a stringency to a shvua that it can take effect both on something substantive and tangible and something intangible, on an act. Whereas a neder can take effect on something intangible. Now, if he says a konam as a karbon, shani yashen, that I won't sleep, or it's a, my sleeping's a karbon, so therefore I can't sleep. Shein adav shein bo mamashu, sleeping is something intangible. How could there be a neder on it? So again, so you have to say that the language of our Mishnah is really convoluted. So the Gemara says, you have to say like this. Ella, to Amar, he didn't really say what it says in the Mishnah, he said. He said something a little bit differently. He said, konam einai. There is a konam on my eyes. So that's already something tangible. On my eyes, there is a sanctity. And what's the nature of that sanctity? That the pleasure of sleep can't emerge from them. Same way a person can say, I make a neder that I won't get any pleasure from that guy's property, or am I making a neder that I won't get any pleasure from this type of an object? He's saying, I'm making a neder that in my eyes, there's a neder that I can't get the pleasure of sleep out of it. And that already, the neder takes effect because it's taking effect on the eyes and something tangible. Ela da'amar konam einai b'sheina. He's saying, a konam on my eyes in terms of sleep. So the Gemara asks, this is now Alan's question. If he didn't give a measure of how long he's not going to sleep, are we going to leave him till he violates the prohibition of Bal Yachel? So the Ram points out that this is a little bit of a, again, not phrased very precisely. If a fellow says a shvuah, not a neder, a shvuah, an oath, that I won't sleep for 3 days, malkin also, we give him malkis for shvuah shav. For it's like saying something impossible. It's like swearing that wood is gold. The yashin la'alter, and since the shvuah never took effect, we don't say, okay, let him sleep, let him avoid sleep as long as possible. He can sleep right away. So we see that in a shvuah, if he makes a shvuah that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, it's an impossibility. And we don't say, let's wait till he can't sleep. We say right away, he did a different avera. Not the avera of shvuah bitui, but the avera of shvuah shav, of a wasted shvuah. So therefore, it explains the Ram, the Gemara is saying that in regards to Nedarim, since he's trying to make a neder for something impossible, he's saying a neder on my eyes not to get the benefit of sleep from them. But that's an impossibility to never get the benefit of sleep. So since it's an impossibility, therefore it should never take effect. Same with the shvua didn't take effect. The nether shouldn't take effect. So the nether should never have taken effect. So again, we have to change the Mishnah further. First of all, we change the language of the Mishnah that it's not that he said konam shein, konam shani yashein. What he said was konam einai b'sheina. Now we have to say el da'amad, that the Mishnah means, he said, konam einai b'sheina l'machar, my eyes have a konam on them from producing the pleasure of sleep tomorrow, in ishan ayom, if I sleep today. So today is the condition, and tomorrow is the neder. So 1 second. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Harezeh b'bal yachin. What do you mean? Oh, Maritza, but didn't we just say from Rav Yehuda, kol b'isura mizdar, that if a person said, if I sleep today, I'm not allowed to sleep tomorrow, that's my neder. And if he sleeps today, it's no problem for him to sleep today, because he'll be careful tomorrow not to sleep. So how could that be the pshat in our Mishnah? He would have been careful not to sleep. Ella, so you have to say the Pesach Mishnah is a little bit different. Shita. Damar. The case is like this. Damar konam einai b'sheina. He's saying a konam on my eyes, and therefore they can't produce the pleasure of sleep. It has to be limited. He's saying that it is hayom, today. It's limited to today, the neder. So what's the chiddush? I mean, of course he can make such a neder. No, the chiddush must be, he added a condition. He said, today there's a neder. Im yishan l'machar. If I sleep tomorrow, the condition is tomorrow that would trigger retroactively a neder on today. And then the Mishnah ends off by saying, areza b'lo yachal devaro. So he has a problem of b'lo yachal devaro. He's got to watch himself. Now, and if Rabbi Yehuda was right, that lo nayim ayom, that a fellow who does such a thing is told that midrabbanan is not allowed to sleep today. And therefore, typically people wouldn't sleep today because today is only a condition and people are not going to watch themselves. I'm sorry, today is the neder. Tomorrow is only a condition. Tomorrow they won't watch themselves. So then, how can the Mishnah say there's a problem with Bal Yachel? If he didn't sleep today, kinayim lemachar, if he sleeps tomorrow, my Bal Yachel Devaro Ika. Where is there a Bal Yachel Devaro? He didn't sleep yet. He never slept. Elolav, so what do you have to say? B'dinayim. He said, there is a problem of sleeping today on me if I sleep tomorrow. So tomorrow's the condition. And he slept today. And now the Mishnah ends off by saying, Gareza Bal Yachal tomorrow. So now there's Bal Yachal for him to sleep tomorrow. So 1 second. If he already slept today, Alma Isa Denayim, that means that when people do such things, when they make a neder, where today is the neder, the condition is tomorrow, people do sleep today. So you have to do Rav Yehuda, that's against Rav Yehuda, who says that they shouldn't sleep today because they're not going to watch themselves tomorrow because they say tomorrow was just a condition. Answers the Gemara, no, it's not that the guy did the right thing. Ki katani d'inayim. The Mishnah is talking about a case, if he did in fact sleep. You're right, the case of the Mishnah is where he made a condition. He said, there is a konam on my eyes preventing them from sleeping today. Today is the neder. If I sleep tomorrow, tomorrow is the condition that triggers today being the neder. And if I in fact slept today, which was wrong, because I'm not allowed to, because tomorrow I'm probably not going to take it so seriously. So then the Mishnah says, Arei zeh b'bal yachal devaro. That's one shot of the Mishnah.
So he could sleep today or he can't sleep today?
He wasn't allowed to, but if he did sleep,
it's okay.
Not that it's okay, then tomorrow he better watch himself that he better not sleep tomorrow.
So if he don't sleep today, then he can't sleep tomorrow too? Or if he doesn't sleep today, he can sleep tomorrow?
If he doesn't sleep today, he could sleep tomorrow.
But if he slept today,
then he better not sleep tomorrow. Because if he sleeps tomorrow, then retroactively his sleeping of today was a violation of a neder. Ravina gave a different answer. Different explanation. You don't have to change the Mishnah around to talk about all these different cases. The Mishnah is where he said, Konam Shani Yashin. And it's not that he said, Konam Einai B'Sheina. Not that Konam on my eyes in terms of sleep. He said, Konam Shani Yashin. So he's going to understand. Shani Yashin is something intangible. How could a neder take effect on it? Where's there a Bal Yachel? What does it mean, Bal Yachel? Not fully Bal Yachel. Midrabanan. It's a Bal Yachel Midrabanan. Because it'd be confused with Bal Yachel. It's not really Bal Yachel. It's not really Nisendoraisa. It's not really a neder. But it looks like a neder. It said the word Konam, so he should watch himself. Is there such a thing as Bal Yachel Devara, which is only Drabanan? In there is Vatanias, we learned in a Braisa. Dvara Mutar, as we learned back in Masech Pesachim. Let's say there's something which is basically permitted. But other people have a minog not to do it. And the Ran explains, they think that it's not that they're making a mistake. Their minog not to do it is they're being machmir not to do it. Let's take Shabbos. When does Shabbos end? Rabbi Tam says Shabbos ends, 72 minutes after, he says it ends a half hour after everybody else thinks it ends. Let's say there's a community, they have a minute, they're machmir for Rabbi Tam. It's not that they think he's right, they don't think he's right, but that's their stringency. They wait another half hour. So now, iata rashoi lahatiron bifnehem. You may not go and permit it in front of them. You're not allowed to permit it in front of them. You're not allowed to go and remove this neder from them. Shneamar, because it says lo yachel devaro. He shouldn't desecrate his word. So there you see, what do you mean, lo yachol devaro? Was there a neder? It's a lo yachol devaro, which is drabanan. Really, it's a minug tov. It's a minug tov that's being treated as a neder. So you see that there's such a thing as lo yachol devaro, midrabanan.
Even if he didn't make a personal neder, that he's going to observe.
Yeah, once, that's what you see here from this sugya. This is a very important sugya. That once you take on a good minhag, that's already a neder. Not only is it a neder, no one should take off the neder from you. Right. No one else should take it off.
Without expressing it verbally, but by doing it.
That's right.
If you move to a different community that doesn't observe that, then you still...
Then already things change, right? Minhag HaMakom, well, that goes back to Pesachim, Minhag HaMakom. You should follow the Minhag HaMakom unless it's private, then you can continue your Minhag.
Okay.
So the poskim points out that, you know, maybe the Hataras Nedarim of Yom Kippur, of Kol Nidre, where you say that any neder that I will make is not going to take effect, works to prevent this level of neder, the level of Minog Tov being a neder, from taking effect. So then, at least to allow a Hatara, that you can remove it. So now we're into the Mishnah. Again, a case where there is a neder part and a condition part. A fellow tells his wife, "Shat nenes liada Pesach, you may get no benefit from me from now till Pesach. You can't use my stuff, benefit from my stuff. If you go to your father's house till Sukkot." Now, from now till Pesach is 9 months. From now till next Sukkot is 14 months. So I say, for the next 9 months, you can't get any benefit from me. If any time over the next 14 months, you go visit your father's house, because I don't like your father. So now, if she goes before Pesach to her father's house, then Asurabana also Ada Pesach. Then she can't get any benefit from him, certainly until Pesach, because she did the condition. So now the prohibition was triggered. Let's say,
wouldn't it be the other way around, Rabbi? It's 9 months, 14 months. He said, if you don't visit your parents' house in 14 months, then you can't.
That's what he did. The condition goes further than the prohibition. That's what makes it complicated. So, if she goes to her father's house before Pesach, so now she can't get any benefit until Pesach, because that triggered the condition. Okay, that's the beginning of that Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, one second. Hal chalifnea Pesach asura. If she went before Pesach to her father's house, then she can't get any benefit from her husband's property. But lo holcha, if she didn't yet go to her father's house before Pesach, it sounds like, look, she's allowed to be getting benefit from her husband's property, even though the condition was don't go to your father's house all the way till Sukkot. So it's not wise for her to be getting benefit from her husband's property before Pesach. Because if she goes to her father's house any time before Sukkot, namely even after Pesach, it's going to retroactively be a problem. But apparently we're not worried about a retroactive problem, because we don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda that people don't watch themselves in the condition time, and they only watch themselves in the prohibition time. So Rabbi Abba answered, the way to read it is like this: Hol chalifnei Pesach. If she goes to her father's house before Pesach, and the condition's already been triggered, and now there's the prohibition, asura, so she's not allowed to get benefit from her husband anymore. And if she does, veloka, she'd get malchus. But the implication is like this, that if lo halchav, she didn't go to her father's house before Pesach, that she's still in the point of the condition, she's still not allowed to go to her father's house. If she would go to her father's house anytime till Sukkot, she's going to trigger the prohibition. Asura ba'alma, then it's just a prohibition midrabanan, that based on being wise, a person should not be benefiting from, she shouldn't be benefiting from her husband, because if she will go to her father's house, then retroactively that benefit will be prohibited.
But doesn't the husband have an obligation based on the ketubah? How can he then now impose an additional condition to her?
We'll see. The Gemara is going to deal with that at the end. Ema seifa. But then say the end of that Mishnah. If he said, if it's now achar Pesach, if it's after Pesach, it's babal yachel devaro. If she goes to her father's house after Pesach, so now there's a violation of Bal Yachol Devaro. If she wasn't supposed to be getting benefit before Pesach, so Miko Bal Yachol, where is the Bal Yachol? Elab Shita V'Yisani, obviously she had gotten benefit. Now that she went to her father's house, it's Bal Yachol. Alma Misani, so you see that when you have a situation like this, a condition, you're allowed to get benefit, because right now, there is no prohibition yet. So you have to do Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, proves Rav Yehuda wrong and Rav Nachman right. So the Gemara says again, Ki Katani, the way to understand that Mishnah is, the Iyasani, if she had benefited before Pesach, and she hadn't yet gone to her father's house, then after Pesach, she better not go, because if she would go, it would trigger the neder retroactively, and she would be in violation of Bal Yachel Devaro. Right.
Do this mm-hmm. because of one condition.
Right.
So if she didn't make a neder herself,
right.
Why is she?
Because it's his property. So since it's on his property, he can make a status of Bal Yachel Devaro on his property. Says the Mishnah Tznan, we learned in the Mishnah, Shat Nanis the Adachag, you can't get any benefit from me until Sukkis. Imtelchi lebeis avich. Ada Pesach. If you go to your father's house until Pesach. In other words, it's right after Sukkot. He says, if you go to your father's house until Pesach, that would trigger a neder that you then couldn't get any benefit free from now until Sukkot. Holcho lifnei Pesach. If she goes to her father's house before Pesach, okay, that triggered the neder. Asura bana also, she now can't get any benefit from him ada chag until Sukkot. However, once she went, umuteres leilach achar haPesach, she can keep going to her father's house after Pesach. So, holcha, if she went, asura, so now she can't get any benefit. That implies that lo holcha, if she didn't go to her father's house before Pesach, she couldn't get any benefit. Lo, it wouldn't be a problem. So again, that's against Rav Yehuda, because according to Rav Yehuda, she shouldn't be getting benefit now, because if she's going to go any time in the next 12 months, it'll trigger a neder, and retroactively she'd be in a problematic state. Amar Rava, Rava answered again, even if she hasn't yet gone to her father's house, she's not allowed to benefit from her husband's property. But what it means is like this, if she went to her father's house, asura v'loka, now there's a prohibition, and if she gets benefit, she would get malchus. Lo olcha, if she didn't go, it's asura balm, it's just an isidra abana that she shouldn't go. She shouldn't get benefit, because maybe she will go. Meisra, I'll challenge you from another source. Kikar zu olai hayom, this loaf is prohibited on me today, it's with an isra hanah from it. Emelech lemakom ploni lemachar, if I go to a certain place tomorrow, achal, then I ate it today. So you better not go to that place tomorrow, because then retroactively he violated the neder. So the Gemara says, "Mi katani ochel." Did the Mishnah say he may eat it? It said achel katani. It said if he ate it. So again, dechi achel. So it's saying only if he happened to eat it. If he ate it and he violated a din d'rabbanan, then arezim b'bal yelech. Then he may not go tomorrow, because that would make his eating today retroactively a problem. Going further in the Mishnah. Halach, if he went to that place tomorrow, then he's in a problem of Bal Yachel Devaro. But the Mishnah didn't say, Mahalik, that he can go tomorrow if he didn't eat today. So he didn't say that. Why? Because probably he did eat today. And therefore, it doesn't say he can go tomorrow if he didn't eat today, because he probably did eat today. Why did he probably eat today? Because Rabbi Yehuda's wrong. And you're allowed to eat even though the condition is only tomorrow. Kash Rabbi Yehuda, it's a problem with Rabbi Yehuda. Amalcha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would tell you who had in the listening, Mahalich. Mishnah really should have said, he can go tomorrow if he didn't eat today. But I did the Katani Reisha Achal, but since the Reisha says, if he ate, the low Mishnah Le'ochal, it's not going to say he may go out and eat because maybe he's going to go tomorrow, so it can't say he should go out and eat. Tana safe in the end also it uses that term of halach if he went. Okay, going back to our Mishnah, which gets to the question of the ksuba that Gabriel pointed out. Our Mishnah said, Omer Lisha Koneim Shani Misham Sheikh, a person who tells his wife, there's a neder on me that I won't have marital relations with you. Harezim Abal Yachel Devaro. So now we may not violate his word. Ask the Gemara, how can he do it? But Mishtabit Lamido Raisa, he doesn't own his body in regards to having marital relations with his wife. He owes it to his wife with a condition, with a lien. Because the Torah says, Sheirak Susavo Nasalo Yigra, that a man may not deny his wife her clothing, her food, or her time. So he owes it to her. My answer is, Bomer, it's when he said, Hanas Tashmi Sheikh Alai. He's not trying to directly prohibit the act. He's saying, I'm not allowed to get the benefit of marital relations with you. I can't get it. Not that you're not allowed to get from me. I can't get from you. So the and therefore now he can't get the benefit. Because he can prohibit himself from getting benefit. So the Gemara now asks, and the Gemara explains, V'halo kanicha lei b'tashmish. So he's saying he doesn't want to get the benefit. He doesn't want to get that benefit. He doesn't want to get the pleasure of marital relations. And he's allowed to prohibit on himself the pleasure. And therefore, he can't have marital relations with her. And the Gemara now proves this, that even though the husband owes his wife marital relations, he can create a prohibition of getting the benefit from the marital relations. Damar Rav Kana, Rav Kana said, Tashmishi Alecha, a woman who said, my marital relations are prohibited to you, that you can't get marital relations from me. Kofenoso Misham Shtato, we force her to have marital relations with him. Deshabdi Mishabdi Kle, because she owes it to him. There's a lien on it. However, if he said, Hanas Tashmishcha, she said, Hanas Tashmishcha Alai, the pleasure of marital relations from you I can't get. I'm prohibiting myself to get the pleasure. Then Asr, then the husband's not allowed to do it. Shein Machil Adam Davar Asr Lo, because he would not feed a person something which is prohibited to him.